Welcome to Aviation Intelligence Weekly with Sarah and Mike, your guide to the aviation industry. Welcome to Aviation Intelligence Weekly. I'm Sarah, and with me is Mike, our industry analyst. Today, we're diving deep into Boeing's Q1 2026 10Q filing, released April 22nd. Mike, this is a complex quarter for Boeing with multiple moving pieces across commercial and defense segments.
Absolutely, Sarah. And if we reduce this filing to one sentence, it's this. Boeing is operating as a production-constrained manufacturer burning through execution risk across multiple programs, while defense margins subsidize commercial losses. Based on this filing, Boeing is operating in a structural reset phase. They're not just recovering from past issues, they're fundamentally rebuilding their operational foundation while managing significant program risks.
That's a sharp thesis. Let's test that against the numbers. What were the most material changes versus the prior period?
The revenue story jumps out immediately. Total revenues increased by $2.721 billion in Q1 2026 versus Q1 2025, hitting $22.22 billion. But here's the critical detail from the MD&A. Management states this was primarily driven by higher revenues at defense, space, and security, and commercial airplanes. However, operating income tells a different story. It actually decreased by $13 million despite this massive revenue increase.
That's concerning. A $2.7 billion revenue increase with declining operating income suggests serious margin compression.
Exactly. The filing shows cost of sales increased by $2.492 billion, or 15%, compared to the same period in 2025. Management explicitly states in the MD&A that cost of sales as a percentage of revenues increased during the 3 months ended March 31, 2026, compared with the same period in 2025, primarily due to lower margins at BGS. So we're seeing margin deterioration even as volumes increase. That's the opposite of what you want in manufacturing.
Let's model this forward. If this cost inflation persists while production ramps continue, what breaks?
Here's the causality chain. If supplier cost inflation continues at current rates, while Boeing ramps Boeing 737 production from 42 to 47 per month, then working capital requirements spike while unit margins compress, which forces either production rate cuts or significant cash burn acceleration. The filing shows they're already dealing with what management calls inflationary pressures, as well as supply chain disruptions as a result of global supply chain constraints.
Speaking of management commentary, what signals are you picking up from their language in this filing?
The tone is notably cautious, especially around execution risk. Management uses very specific hedging language throughout. For example, on the Boeing 737 program, they state, the program plans to increase the production rate from 42 to 47 in 2026 with the concurrence of the Federal Aviation Administration. That phrase, with the concurrence of the FAA, is doing a lot of work. It's management acknowledging they don't control their own production destiny.
What other language stood out?
The backlog discussion is particularly telling. Management states, we may experience reductions to backlog and/or significant order cancellations due to various factors, including delivery delays, production disruptions, and delays to entry into service of the Boeing 777X, Boeing 737-7, and/or Boeing 737-10. They're essentially warning investors that their $575.6 billion commercial backlog isn't as solid as it appears. They also disclosed $933 million in aircraft order cancellations during Q1, primarily Boeing 737 and Boeing 787 aircraft.
That's a significant hedge on what should be their strongest asset. Let's move to financial red flags. What's concerning you from a balance sheet perspective?
The debt structure is the primary concern. Total debt sits at $49.81 billion when you combine the $2.85 billion in current debt with $46.96 billion in long-term debt. Against $9.44 billion in cash and equivalents, That's a net debt position of over $40 billion. For context, aerospace manufacturers typically operate with debt-to-equity ratios below 0.5 during stable periods, but Boeing's leverage is substantially higher.
How does that debt load interact with their cash generation?
That's where the execution risk becomes critical. The filing shows they recorded a net loss of $4 million in Q1, which means they're essentially break-even on earnings, but still carrying massive debt service costs. Management notes that interest and debt expense for the 3 months ended March 31st, 2026, decreased by $92 million compared with the same period in 2025, primarily as a result of lower debt balances. So they're paying down debt, but slowly.
If free cash flow turns negative due to production ramp costs, what's the timeline to liquidity stress?
Here's the causality chain. If working capital requirements for production ramps exceed $2 billion annually, while they maintain current debt service of roughly $1.2 billion per year, then their $9.44 billion cash position provides maybe 3 to 4 years of runway, but that assumes no major program losses or additional reach forward charges.
Let's examine risk disclosures. Any new risks or escalated language?
The filing doesn't identify new risk factors versus prior periods, but the existing risks around supply chain and labor are getting more specific. Management explicitly states, some of our and our suppliers' workforces are represented by labor unions, and notes that Society of Professional Engineering Employees in Aerospace have two contracts expiring October 2026. That's a near-term catalyst that could disrupt production.
The supply chain risks seem particularly acute for Boeing.
Absolutely. Management provides specific examples of how supply chain issues have already hit them financially. They reference the reach-forward loss of $1,770 million on the T-7A Red Hawk program that was primarily driven by projected increases in supplier cost estimates, recorded in 2024. They also mention losses on KC-46A tanker and commercial crew programs, partially attributable to higher supplier costs. This isn't theoretical risk. It's already materializing in their P&L.
Now let's dig into liquidity and balance sheet stress. Beyond the debt numbers, what operational cash requirements are they facing?
The production ramp creates a significant working capital headwind. Management states they're planning to increase Boeing 737 production from 42 to 47 per month. Plus, additional production rate increases beyond 47 per month, as well as adding a fourth Boeing 737 production line. Each production rate increase requires substantial working capital investment for inventory, tooling, and supplier financing.
How does their current cash position handle these requirements?
With $9.44 billion in cash against massive production ramp requirements, they have adequate liquidity for the near term. But management notes that capital expenditures in 2026 to be higher than 2025 without providing specific figures. The risk is that working capital requirements accelerate faster than cash generation from deliveries, especially if they hit any production snags.
Let's break down segment performance. Where are the winners and losers?
Defense is clearly subsidizing commercial losses. BDS earnings from operations increased by $78 million compared to the prior year, while BCA posted a loss from operations of $563 million versus $537 million in the prior period. So defense margins are improving while commercial margins deteriorate further.
What's driving that divergence?
The filing shows BDS revenues increased by $1.3 billion, which management attributes to increased proprietary and weapons programs, higher KC-46 production, and Spirit acquisition. That's a mix of higher margin proprietary work and the Spirit integration providing scale. Meanwhile, BCA's $563 million operating loss on $6.8 billion in revenues represents an 8.3% operating margin deficit. That's unsustainable long term.
From a unit economics perspective, what does this mean for Boeing's commercial business?
They're essentially losing money on every commercial aircraft delivered while building a massive backlog of future deliveries at potentially unprofitable pricing. The backlog math is critical here. $575.6 billion in commercial backlog at current delivery rates represents roughly 8 to 10 years of revenue. But if those contracts were priced before the current cost inflation, Boeing could be locking in losses for the next decade.
Finally, let's talk about what traders and investors should monitor going forward. What are the key catalysts?
Three critical items from management guidance. First, Boeing 737-7 and Boeing 737 Delwert 10 certification timing in 2026. Any delays here impact cash flow significantly, since they have approximately 35 Boeing 737-7 and Boeing 737 Delwert 10 aircraft in inventory. Second, the FAA's concurrence on production rate increases from 42 to 47 per month. Third, Boeing 777-9 first delivery timing in 2027, because management notes potential additional reach-forward losses on development programs due to technical complexity.
What would prove your structural reset thesis wrong?
Two specific data points would contradict our thesis. First, if BCA achieves positive operating margins within the next two quarters while maintaining production rate increases, that would suggest they've solved their cost inflation problem faster than expected. Second, if they generate positive free cash flow above $2 billion annually while funding production ramps, that would indicate the defense subsidization is sufficient to carry commercial losses without balance sheet stress.
Looking back at your opening thesis about Boeing operating in structural reset while burning through execution risk, does the evidence support that?
The evidence strongly confirms it. They're posting near break-even net income despite record backlogs, losing money on commercial aircraft while ramping production, and explicitly warning about potential order cancellations and program delays. This isn't a cyclical recovery story. It's a company rebuilding its operational foundation while managing multiple program risks simultaneously. At current margins, this equity trades like a distressed manufacturer, not a stable aerospace prime.
That's our deep dive into Boeing's Q1 2026 10Q. Remember, this analysis is for informational purposes only and not investment advice. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Mike. Thanks for listening to Aviation Intelligence Weekly.